The message the Lord gave me this morning, I want you to know, I am the first to say, Lord, I'm guilty. Lord, I need help. Yeah. So this morning I'm going to preach to you just like the Lord gave it to me. And I appreciate everybody here this morning. But we have one chance at eternal life. Yeah. We're traveling through this world. Brother Caleb made mention about the decisions that we make in life. And I'm going to be reading about a man that, or preaching about a man that made some very, very important decisions. And you remember, I remember many, 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 many areas that I come short in the life that I travel here. And I'll be the first to tell you that I come short. And I hope and I pray that I'm the only one that's guilty. Jesus said in the 28th chapter of Matthew, 18th verse, through the 20th, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, you remember that. Very, very familiar scripture. Very pleasant scripture. And I'm glad to know that our Lord still has all power in heaven and earth.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And He is still able to go with us.
Yeah, amen.
Wheresoever we go.
Yeah, amen.
He said He was able to go with us, right?
Amen. Yeah.
Now, all right. We're going to read a little bit more scripture and then we'll get into the message this morning. You'll find it in the 4th chapter of 1 John. First verse. And it said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know, yea, the spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that God, that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have feared that it should come. And even now, already, it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you and than he that is in the world.
That's right.
They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. And he that is not of God heareth not us. Have they know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus said it. He said, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. He said, I am with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you all the way. I've been from John to Acts, from Acts to John, and been preaching for some time, trying to get a handle on where I'm at. You know,
yeah.
The disciples, apostles, I went from the upper room, and they received power. I up on the Holy Ghost.
I
whenever it come as a mighty rushing wind.
And then
whenever they left Jerusalem, they begin to preach, teach, in that the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and His saving grace, unto a lost and dying world. Brother, I want you to know that many, the Bible said, that many false prophets, went out from them, unclean spirits, every spirit, brother, is not of God.
I want to tell you today
that Jesus Himself, the Bible said, He was led up in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Listen, every spirit is not of God. And He knew this, brother, so He was willing to be led of the wrong spirit up into the wilderness to set forth an example for me and you. The Bible said that He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And He was afterwards, and our Savior was hungry, and the tempter came to Him.
This spirit was not right, I come to him and began to tempt him.
And He said, if thou be the Son of God, I command that these stones I be made bread. And He said, Jesus answered, they said, it is written that God shall not, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I took Him up and set Him on a temple. I said, I cast thyself down if you be the Son of God. Brother, listen.
What's more?
Jesus just wouldn't yield to the voice of this devil.
That's right. Amen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, the Bible said, that he, whenever he resisted the devil, the devil showed him all many things. And Jesus said, get my hands from the Satan. Satan had to leave.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother, listen, I resist the devil, he's got to go.
That's right. Amen.
Now we're going to get down into a message this morning.
Man.
I see a man. This man, he was become a deacon. Brother, I'm glad that I was able one time to serve as a deacon. I'm glad for that. I was able to work in that for the church. This man, called Philip, there he was with the apostles, and they was all together. One day, Philip, I went down into the sea, Samaria, and they began to preach Jesus unto them, and they give heed, and that to Philip preaching, listen, and they began, unclean spirits, I was coming out. I don't know who gave him a appointment or who called him. Brother, listen, the right spirit, he was a father, and he went down. Brother, listen, I will go pretty good if we got an appointment. But what if we ain't got an appointment? Listen, the Bible said, that out yonder was your word.
That's right. Amen.
We come into the house of God. I work around here. I listen to be fed. I to worship God. Whenever in the morning comes, brother, we still need to be about the Father.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good preaching. Amen.
Amen.
And the whole city, I got saved on that day. I listen, and they baptized them, and they rebuked Simon because they tried to purchase the Holy Ghost with money. Peter said, your heart's not right.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Listen, I'm just going to slow down and take my time. We got a ways to go.
Bless the Lord. Yeah.
Whenever Philip left the city of Samaria, he was out. I can imagine how it was a feeling. If I had been in a revival, whenever all the city I was saved, I'd have failed. I'd have done a great work. His work was not done.
Yeah, amen.
He went about the Father's business.
That's right. Amen.
Now,
bless the Lord.
Then the angel of the Lord come to him. And he said, Philip, arise and go towards the south. Philip arose and went towards the south. My brother, as the Lord told him to do, I didn't go back and sit around the apostles. I waiting for them to give him something to do. He followed the Spirit of God and the right Spirit.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Pretty soon, the Spirit said, Philip, you join yourself to that church. Man, I tell you what, he loved God, and he loved what he's a feeling. He run, the Bible said, he run and joined himself to that chariot. He asked the man, he said, understand what you read? He said, how can I? Except some man should guide me.
Bless the Lord.
As young ministers, young boys and girls, we ought to be a witness, and we ought to be out there, brother, helping somebody to understand the ways of God. The man said he desired to Philip to come up and sit with him in the chariot. What did he do? He opened his mouth. He preached Jesus.
That's right.
To that boy.
Good preaching. Amen.
Man.
Amen.
He wasn't worried about where it come from, what he's going to do the next day, what his wife had for him to do.
Right. That's more.
He was about the Father's business.
Yeah, that's right.
Boys, I tell you what the eunuch said. See, here's this is water. They come to a certain water. And they said, here's water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? And he said, if you believe with all your heart, you mayest. I remember Jesus said, baptize them in the name of the Father, amen. The Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen.
And that's what he done.
Yeah.
They commanded the church to send them. They both went down into the water, and he baptized the eunuch.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, you talk about the power coming down.
Amen.
The Bible said that whenever they come up out of the water, the Holy Ghost carried Philip away. That eunuch, I didn't see him no more. He went on his way rejoicing. Oh, but over yonder, the Bible said that in another place, that the Philip was found in another city, preaching the power of God. He went about the Father's business.
Right. That's right. Amen.
Listen, but the eunuch seen him no more. And the Bible said, and he preached through every city, until he comes to Caesarea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, I tell you what, I will come out of Caesarea. And Philip is still preaching in the power and the demonstration and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know something? I remember many, 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 many souls that I could, maybe whenever I make the choice of what I do each day, that it's very a few times that I go and witness them some lost soul. Jesus said to go into all the world. How long's it been since you went out visited? How long's it been since you went down to a neighbor or somebody that was sick? Listen, nine that on the death I come short.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, we got people right here in the church. There's a man that for 3 long years has laid over there in the bed at home. Every once in a while, not enough. I don't go to him enough. But every once in a while, I go over. And his family's so glad that I come. He's laying there nigh unto death. We ought to be about the Father's business. Stood. With our hands folded. Waiting for the Lord to come and to throw us out there somewhere. We not ought to know love the Lord enough to go out on our own. Jesus said, I'll go with you.
That's right. Amen. Good preacher.
I come short.
Yeah, me too, brother.
And I tell you what, there's a sister and a brother that's sick. I go over there. She's always got a smile. Seems like she's so glad to see me. And I'm glad I'm getting acquainted with them. And every time I go, I remember my mom and dad. And I cherish the time that I went to them. And I spent some time with them. Brother, listen, they should remind me so much of my mom and dad. And I don't go enough. Listen, I don't go enough. And I look forward to going every time I go. They're so good to me. There's a man that moved in the community. I talked to him. And he invited me up to his home not many days ago. But I intend to knock on that man's door one day.
Yeah, amen.
It's my responsibility.
Yeah,
it's your responsibility.
Yeah, amen.
The choices that we make.
Yeah.
We come short.
That's right.
Jesus said, I was sick, and you visit me not. I was in prison, and you come not to me. And they said, Lord, was you in prison? Was you sick? And we didn't come to you. He said, as much as you didn't do it to them, least of these, my brother.
Done to me. That's right.
You didn't do it to me.
Praise God. Good preaching.
Listen.
Good preaching.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of condition are you in. I don't know what you go through. Brother, you might visit every day. You might pray every day. But listen, Philip, whenever that he sent out, you can see the results of the right spirit. There's many false prophets, and they're already gone out. The world is full of them. Our word is out there somewhere.
That's right. Amen.
We just come here to get filled up again.
That's right. Amen.
And then we run our tank out through the week.
Yeah.
Come back to the house of God and get filled up spiritually.
Yeah. Amen.
I don't know about you, But I want to make heaven my home one day after a while. I'm not afraid of the world and what it has to offer. Why? Because he said, greater is he that is in you and not in the world.
That's right.
Than he that is in the world.
Bless the Lord.
He said, try the spirits to see if they're from God. And that spirit right there is the only one that had to ask on it.
Amen.
The rest of them didn't have ass on it.
That's right.
Listen, the devil is out to deceive you.
Yeah.
The devil's out. He will call and give you every answer in the book.
Right.
Why? You shouldn't go visit the sick. He will tell you every reason and make you feel good because you didn't go visit them lost and undone.
Right. Yeah.
Shame on the women that hinders the preacher from going. Shame on the Christian that shut up their bowels of compassion to one another.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm trying to tell you that Philip seemed to me like he enjoyed his work with God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he ever come back to the apostles. I don't know whatever happened to man. The Lord might have said, Philip, you just come on up here and live with me. Brother, what a way to go. Whenever we was in the will of the Father.
That's right. Amen.
Listen, we're able to get on the phone and call all over the world.
Right.
But something hinders when somebody's sick. Somebody's down.
Right.
We're hindering when somebody's lost and we not could say a word to them.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I told my wife the other day, I said, we could die, be dead for a week, nobody cares, nobody even know it. Listen, I wouldn't take nothing for every trip, and I tried to see my mom and dad every day. I cherish James, the times that I went, had dinner with Mom, I'd sit and talk to her. I listened and seen Dad. I'd make it all the way out the death doorway. Brother, the last time I was over brother's house, I'll come out and I went to the truck and my phone rung. Tim Beatty, he said, brother, where you at? I told him I just come out of my brother's house. I that he was sick. I said, what are you doing? He done the same thing. He's over at Beeston. He was about the Father's business.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Tim Beatty might be a lot of things, but he's good to visit sick.
Amen.
I can vouch for that. Listen, I believe with all of my heart that we ought to be about the Father's business.
Yeah. Amen.
Because time is getting away. I'm going to make a greater effort to go. I'm going to go and do the best I can. The older I get, and to see the many times that I've failed God, and I failed the ones that was sick, and the ones that was lost, I realize how short that I come from the Lord of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I would hate to hear him say, I told you, you wouldn't listen. Somebody was sick and needed you real bad. You wouldn't go. You had something else to do. I'm telling you today, young boys and girls and young preachers, out there's your work.
Yeah, amen.
We come in here to get filled up.
Yeah, amen.
Glorify God.
Amen.
And them false prophets. The Bible said the world would hear their own.
Yeah.
But if you know God, you will hear me. If you don't know God, you ain't going to hear me. You're going to turn a deaf ear.
That's right. Amen.
To the Word of God. You believe I preach you the truth.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Listen, when I had a change and opportunity to go to my mom and dad, man, I was glad to get to go. And it gets so lonely. It gets so, you get down so low.
Bless the Lord.
Just a phone call, just a visit would help.
Yeah.
When we share our bowels of mercy and compassion to one another, then how loveth, how dwelleth the love of God in us?
That's right. Amen.
I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. I don't know what you get out of this message this morning. That's what God said to do, and that's what I've done. Let's stand. If you come short, and you feel like you come short, you need to come. And you need to make plans like how to get about the Father's business. Preacher, you don't know my life. I don't, but Jesus does. I come short. Would it be another? Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. God knows my heart. If you feel condemned, you need to do something about it. You just stand there and pray first. I'm going to altar also because I'm guilty. Heavenly Father, Lord, we've done the best.